Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Had a good life here below, and the Lord has blessed me so. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Friends and family I have here, and they're love I hold so dear. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. And spirits there are free. When it seems that I'm almost falling, I see tomorrow and it keeps me going. There's no turning back, I just got to make it home. There's a Savior that I've never seen. I want to thank Him for all He's been to me. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. A golden street as clear as a crystal.
Forgiveness in the garden of grace. forgiveness in the garden of grace. And there's a calm in that quiet place. There's a guide, soothing peace at the Father's release. As we grow in the garden of praise, there's forgiveness in the garden of grace. And there's a calm in that clear, quiet place. There's a guide, soothing peace at the Father's release. As we grow in the garden of grace.
Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 19 this morning. And begin reading verses number 1. The Bible said that Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain the prophets with the sword. Jezebel sent messengers unto Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do so to me and more, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." When he saw that, he arose and went for his life, came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. He himself went a day's journey in the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, requested for himself that he might die. And he said, "It is enough, O now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." And as he lay there and slept under a juniper tree, behold, the angel that touched him, and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking of coals and a cruse of water at his head, and he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him, said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too far for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights into Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, and the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I, am only am left, and they seek my life to take it away." Our Heavenly Father and our God, once again we come before you this morning. We thank you, Father, for the day that you've given, Lord, the blessings upon our life, the privilege this morning, God, to open your word this morning, God of heaven. We thank you for the sweet Spirit of God that we feel in our heart this morning, God, and I pray that your word might go forth this morning, God, and minister into the hearts and lives of the ears and hearts this morning that are open, God, and receptive unto your word. I do pray this morning, God, that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God, and you'd anoint your men to stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. May some precious soul come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. I pray, Lord, you throw out the lifeline to that one that feels like they're about to go under this morning, God. You'd encourage your discouraged hearts this morning, God, that you draw all of us unto yourself as we endeavor this morning, God, to lift up the name of Christ. I exalt his wonderful name this morning, God, in everything that we do. I pray this morning, God, you get glory out of your people this morning, God. I pray you touch these we made mention that are sick, those this morning, God, where the death angel has touched lives. You'd comfort them, God, as only you can this morning. Have your way and your will this morning. We'll thank you and praise you. For it's in Jesus' name that we ask it this morning. Amen. Amen this morning. That's reading the first 10 verses. 1 Kings chapter 19. I realize that it is a familiar passage unto you this morning. This is a discouraging time that Elijah was going through in his ministry this morning. And I want to preach just a little while concerning the greatest problem of the greatest prophet this morning. One of the greatest problems that we face in our
our time. He is still the same thing that this man Elijah faced in his day as well. Now, I want to say, first of all, I'm not a psychiatrist. I've never played one on TV. I don't claim to be one. I don't make diagnoses, prognoses. This morning, and I realize there are legitimate physical reasons for psychological problems oftentimes. And I realize there are times when medication and treatment programs are beneficial unto some this morning. But I want you to understand, brother, there is a dynamic principle, dear friend, and it is this. You cannot solve a spiritual problem by physical means this morning. Amen. We can't, but I certainly am glad that God can. Now, most of the time, it works in the opposite way. God deals with a physical problem with a spiritual application. But I want you to notice in this passage this morning that here, God solves Elijah's spiritual problems by some simple physical means this morning. What was the prophet's problem this morning? Well, if you'll read the text this morning, if you are familiar with the passage, I want to say this morning that Elijah was in despair. Amen. It means to be hopeless. It means to have come to the end of yourself, to run out of options, to have nothing else or nowhere else to go this morning. Amen. And it seemed that he was digging deeper every moment. And if it can happen to Elijah, the greatest prophet in the Word of God this morning, and I'll assure you it certainly can happen to us, especially in the day and hour in which we can live. Amen. I don't know if you've ever been in despair this morning. I don't know if you've ever been discouraged and disheartened. I don't know if you've ever felt like, brother, the weight of the world was upon your soul, and that you'd come to the end of yourself. But I want you to know the greatest problem of the greatest prophet, dear friend, this morning, that God intervened for him this morning. And I think the same solutions that God gave unto Elijah this morning will work in our day and time. This Bible is, I thank God, a transcendent book of every generation and every situation that may arise in our life. And so, first of all, I want you to notice the situation of the problem this morning. Look at the man. And now James 5:17 said that Elijah was a man that was subject to like passions as we are. Though he was anointed, though he was and had the blessing of God upon him, he still had to face life. He still had to deal with despair and discouragement this morning. Brother, don't ever think you're above, dear friend, being down and out, because you've been washed in the blood of Christ, because you've been saved this morning, because you're on your way to heaven. Don't think, brother, you're not going to go through some valleys, some low points in your life this morning, because I'll assure you, brother, you are. Amen. Dear friend, I want you to know the veracity of the problem this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, this man of God this morning, dear friend, I'm telling you, had power with God. He just got through calling down the fire of God, shutting up the heavens to rain with his prayer. The Bible tells about how he raised up the dead. Dear friend, how that he smote the river Jordan and caused it to part. Dear friend, this man was taken up in a whirlwind into heaven. Amen. Dear friend, John the Baptist was described as having the same spirit as this man Elijah. How we see him talking with the Lord Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration. And so this man had great power with God. Dear friend, notice the victories that he had. Dear friend, when the king sent soldiers, dear friend, 50 in a company, time and time again, brother, they couldn't take him. The prophets of Baal fell before him? Had your friend endured the famine? Had your friend he had seen the good times? The hand of God was upon him. Had prayers had been answered? Miracles had been wrought through him this morning? Had your friend, I'll tell you, God had manifested himself in the life of Elijah this morning, but also find his vulnerabilities. Though this man had great power, he also had some weaknesses. The scales had to be balanced, brother. Paul, the Bible said, "I dear friend, because of, I dear friend, lest he be lifted up with thee." I dear friend, what he had saw in the vision that was given to him, a thorn in the flesh. Amen. Elijah's weakness may not have been external. It may not have been obvious. It might not have been a sickness nor a handicap. We believe that Paul had a vision problem. Jacob, went with a limp the rest of his life. Moses had a speech impediment. Amen. But I'll tell you, the devil knows where to attack us. Dear friend, sometimes it ends in despair in our mind this morning. The devil attacked Judas's heart. He attacked Job's body. He attacked Peter's mind. Dear friend, that's why we're to put on the helmet of salvation. Isaiah 26:3, he'll keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon the Lord. Peter said, gird up the loins of your mind. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you that a Christian battlefield nowadays is in your mind. And Elijah, dear friend, in his mind, was he in despair? Amen. And sometimes we get to thinking about the situation and we get to dwelling upon the thoughts of our mind, and the devil begins to work in our mind this morning. Amen. And before long we find ourselves discouraged and down and out. Dear friend, I want you to notice the senses that he felt this morning in verse number 10. The prophet's feelings are revealed unto us. And brother, it says much between the lines. As we discern the root of the problem, there are five emotions that are expressed here. Amen. And I'm telling you, if they're left unchecked in your life, if you don't deal with them, if you don't learn to manage them this morning, brother, they'll be your undoing, your unraveling, and they'll bring your despair down with you this morning. I want you to notice, first of all, brother, that he is frustrated. He said, I've been jealous. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, in chapter 18, just one chapter back, dear friend, he had, dear friend, turned the people back to God. Amen. And he had turned their hearts unto God. But now they're done gone astray again. Amen. Brother, isn't it frustrating for a child of God this morning to see those that have fallen by the wayside? Dear friend, but I'm telling you, brother, you can't make people live right. You can't make people go to church. I don't care if it's your children, your wife, your husband, your boss, your neighbor. Brother, I'm telling you, but you cannot. You cannot let the circumstances of others drag you down. Amen. The worry, the concern, the burden. Yes, brother, we do carry it upon us this morning. Dear friend, but if they're not going to live right, brother, you can't say, I'm not going to live right. You can't say, if they don't care, well, I don't care. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, we get frustrated because it seems like our efforts, brother, are in vain. Amen. We preach, and folks will come to the altar on Sunday morning and they'll get up and testify and say things are right. Then they don't even come back Sunday night. Amen. How you go visit folks and they'll tell you they'll be there Sunday morning. Then you look out at your friend at the congregation and can't find them. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, it seems like you get folks in, they say they get saved, they get baptized, and then you can't find them. And dear friend, we get discouraged and we get frustrated and it brings despair upon us. And dear friend, though it's a betrayal, he said, I thank God or the people have been forsaken. Amen. Those that he could have and should have relied upon, those that he should have been able to count on, he turned against him. And they had not kept their agreement. Amen. And dear friend, I'm telling you, they'd let him down. It hurts worse and when those you love the most have let you down. Amen. And brother, that goes from breaking the marriage covenant, dear friend, this morning, to your best friend stabbing you in the back. Amen. To church members that have told you, brother, I'll stand with you no matter what. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, brother, there are those in our lives that we love, that we counted on, and they're going to let us down. And if you're not careful this morning, it'll pull you into deep despair. Amen. Notice the exaggeration. In verses 10, he said, they've broken down in your altars. Amen. And they've slain the prophets. Amen. That's what they've done in the past. Brother, you can't dwell in the past. Dear friend, this morning, it's a dangerous tool in the hands of the devil, and he'll use it for your destruction. It seems like every time you get over one hump, he'll bring up three more humps to get over. Amen. Dear friend, notice the loneliness. Elijah said, I only. Amen. And left. Dear friend, I'll tell you, begin to feel like you're by yourself. You begin to feel like nobody else cares. Amen. You begin to feel like, brother, that you're in this by yourself. You're pulling the load by yourself. You're fighting the battle by yourself. Amen. You go to bed, there's no one there. You get up, there's no one there. You begin to talk to yourself. I'm telling you this morning, brother, the loneliness. Dear friend, then the fear. In verses 10, he said, they seek for my life. Amen. Dear friend, that anxiety. Dear friend, the devil begins to paint the picture. Amen. In our mind this morning, dear friend, of loss and defeat. Dear friend, and tells us that it's over with. Brother, we can't hold out. We can't endure. We can't overcome. And brother, I'm telling you, we'll find ourselves in the same place. Dear friend, we'll have the problem that the prophet had. You'll find yourself in despair. Let's notice the stages of despair. Amen. The Bible said, first of all, dear friend, that he got in discouragement. Amen. When things are not going our way, we have a setback. Things seem to be falling apart. When you come off the mountain, brother, you have the low days. Amen. You begin to question, am I doing right? Am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? Am I in God's will? Does he still love me? Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, all of those things that begin to crop up in our mind, and then it'll lead to disappointment. And when things don't work out as we planned, how things are not as we expected, as we anticipated, as we were hoping, how that the outcome that we were counting on, depending on, relying upon. Amen. Dear friend, we get disappointed, and then we get disheartened. Dear friend, when you're getting in despair, brother, how you have no zeal, no motivation to do anything about the situation. You've convinced yourself there's no reason to put forth an effort. Amen. That things are not ever going to be any different. And you get in depression. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. The Bible said in Proverbs 13:12 that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. You begin to think there's no help, there's no answer. And then you get distraughted. Amen. You give up and you don't care. And there's no way out that you can see. And you let yourself go. Amen. And you get to the place that Elijah did. Brother, that you don't care. Don't matter if you live or die. That's a dangerous position to be in, brother. Amen. I want you to notice the signs this morning of despair. Amen, brother. You better realize how to recognize them in your own life and maybe in the life of someone else. How they may be subtle. Dear friend, it may be difficult to hear that voice crying for help. We'd all like to be tough. We'd all like to rise above it. But the greatest problem, dear friend, this morning, the greatest prophet, we may find ourselves in the same situation. How the Bible said he had some irrational behavior. In verses number 3, Elijah run from a fight. Amen. This great man of God, when he was threatened by Jezebel. Dear friend, that was something out of character, something strange. He just stood up against 850 wicked devil worshipers and the word of one woman. I'm telling you, when something snaps in us, people will do odd things. Amen. He isolated himself in verses 3 and 4. The Bible said that he left his servant, he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He was withdrawn, cut off. Dear friend, when folks start severing their relationships and their communications and they don't come around, they don't want you around. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you there, I may be in despair. Dear friend, the illicit thoughts in verses number 4, the Bible said he requested to die. Amen. Dear friend, suicide is never the answer to our problems. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, but I'm telling you, dear friend, Elijah had a problem. Dear friend, the Bible also talks about his elusive behavior. In verses 4, he said, it's enough. He had come to the end of his rope. He had taken all that he could. But I'm glad we serve a God that always has a way of escape for us. He's always an open door. Grace is always sufficient this morning. Dear friend, that when we're in despair, we forget those things. This morning. But I want you to notice the solution. There's seven things I'm going to go through right quickly. Simple little things that God did for Elijah. Dear friend, to get him back on his feet and get him out of despair. Amen. And I believe they'll work for you as well. Number 1, in verses 5 and 6, Elijah got some rest. Two times the Bible said he was sleeping. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God requires us, I thank God, to get some sleep. We're not the Energizer bunny. And brother, you can't fight the battle if you're fighting fatigue. In verses 6 and 7, he gave him some rations. Two times he was told to eat. The body needs nourishment this morning. Dear friend, the recreation in verses 8. He took a 40-day journey. Man, get out and get some exercise. Do something, brother, to get motivated. In verses 9, God said, what doest thou here? In other words, he said, Elijah, let's talk about the situation. I'd rather it do you good. In verses 12, there's some reassurance of that still small voice that encouraged Elijah. And sometimes we just need to know that God still knows what's going on in our life. In verses 15, God give him a reason to get up and go, return and serve. Have they still something to do, Elijah? You're not finished here with a job. And then in verses 16, he gave him a relationship with Elisha, amen. A companion that was like-minded, a friend. Had to walk with him to put confidence in. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God knows how to deal with our despair. If we'll let him in this morning, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.